Should Christmas in Connecticut from 1945 be added on as a Christmas classic with It's a Wonderful Life, or should it be a frozen relic of the past? Find out today for the first Christmas movie review of 2022 on Really Old Movies. Welcome to Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin, and today I'll be discussing Christmas in Connecticut from 1945, starring Barbara Stanwyck. Some essential movie details. The house that they use for John Sloan's house in Connecticut is the same house that we use in Bringing Up Baby in 1938. Another essential movie detail, this is the first of three movies that Barbara Stanwyck would do with the director Peter Godfrey. The other films included The Two Mrs. Carrolls and Cry Wolf. And the two developed a very strong and lasting friendship while making these films. Alright, so now we'll get into my thoughts on the plot. I give it a 5 out of 5. I thought it was great. I thought it was amazing. I loved how Barbara Stanwyck ends up with the soldier guy. I thought they had a great chemistry together. But you could tell how movies like While You Were Sleeping kind of took notes from this movie. Because the lead, you know, she starts out loving someone and then ends up falling in love with someone else unintentionally. And that was the case in this movie. It did seem a little odd how they fell in love really quick. But honestly, it's not really meant to be taken super seriously, because it is a comedic film, a more romantic comedy, I would say. And so it kind of gets a pass. But overall, I love the plot. I thought it was really charming and really funny. You know, just the whole time I'm like, oh man, when is she going to reveal to the soldier guy that she's not who she says she is? She's not married, doesn't really love the guy she's pretending to be married to and will secretly be married to. Like, it's a crazy plot and you're just on the edge of your seat. When are we going to figure it out? And when it does, it's a great payoff. And I love that. So it's a great plot. All right. In regards to the acting, I also gave that a 5 out of 5. I love Barbara Stanwyck and Sydney Greenstreet. He plays kind of the boss character who the whole time Barbara Stanwyck's trying to hide the truth from him, because he will fire her right away if he finds out she's been lying to him, because she has been, about how she's living this elaborate lifestyle, but in reality, she's just a poor, you know, fake writer. The actor for the veteran, played by Dennis Morgan, he's just okay. Not super great. I did like how funny he was at the beginning in the, like in the nurse or in the hospital and all of that. But it seems to me he kind of lost that humor later on in the movie and kind of was a little bit more charming than he was funny. So I kind of missed that. I kind of wish they kept his humor the whole time. But other than that, I love the acting. I thought it was great. Even the minor characters like the Budapest guy, he was hilarious. So yeah, great cast overall. All right, in regards to the directing, I thought it was great. I give it a 5 out of 5. I love Peter Godfrey's style and his direction for this movie. And I love the use of the set from Bringing Up Baby. I believe it was a real house, so it makes sense how they're able to keep using it. And I love the scenes that he set up for this movie. Although, when I get into cinematography and special effects, it wasn't anything really special. I just loved, though, the pacing of the movie, the character interactions. I like that. That, to me, is the highlight of the movie. So getting into cinematography and special effects, I just gave it a 3 out of 5. I thought it was okay. Could have been better. Could have been a little bit more interesting. Sometimes the snow looked kind of like sawdust. It wasn't super convincing when it was snowing outside. And honestly, I was kind of tired of seeing the same rooms over and over again. There weren't too many scenery changes, which is a little disappointing, but nothing too detrimental to the film. So yeah, those are my thoughts on that. In regards to the music, I gave it a 4 out of 5. I thought it was good. It's mainly kind of background music. No one really sings or anything like that, like in It's a Wonderful Life or, you know, White Christmas. Nothing like that. It's not a musical at all. So I kind of miss that. I kind of wish there was a little bit more music, a little bit more charm to that. There is a scene with Barbara Stanwyck and Dean Morgan. I'm sorry, Dennis Morgan, that they're, he's like playing the piano and they're connecting that way. That's a nice scene right there. And I like the music in that, but I don't think music really plays a big role in this movie. It's more of the comedy, more of the dialogue. All right. So tallying all that up, that brings my Letterboxd score to a 4.4 out of 5, which I will be rounding to a 4 out of 5. So would I recommend this movie? Yes, but I still think It's a Wonderful Life, Miracle on 34th Street. I think those are kind of better Christmas movies and have more rewatchability. This one is kind of a cute, you know, romantic one, but I don't know if I'll be watching it again next year or not. It didn't grasp that me as like a continual Christmas watch, like a perennial watch, I should say. This just felt like, yeah, it was nice to watch. So I don't think I'll ever watch it again. All right. Well, those are my thoughts on Christmas in Connecticut from 1945. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Make sure to subscribe to our Instagram and Facebook at Really Old Movies, where I discuss details about the week's particular film. New podcast episodes are released Saturdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. All right, thank you so much. This has been Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin. Take care.